Hey, welcome to Long Distance Sisters.
I'm Tori.
I'm McKenna.
And I'm Serena.
Come chat with us while we're far apart.
Okay, let's get started.
Hello, everyone. Hello. Welcome back to the podcast. We've got another update episode. Not really update, just like recap episode because we had a fun weekend a couple weeks ago. We had my bachelorette party. McKenna and Serena did a lot to plan it along with other friends.
Yes, so a lot of help.
Here how it all came together.
Yeah,
but I feel like I need to open this by popping my Prosecco.
You know, Prosecco.
Hello, Prosecco.
Cute. Rory and I created a survey to send to the people that were coming to the Bachelorette, which in total it was 8 of us. And the whole survey, there was other wedding stuff on it too, but the basic idea of the survey was, what locations would you want to go to? And we had like 8 listed. And it was, what do we have? We had like Vegas, Salem, Massachusetts, St. Augustine, Florida, St. Petersburg, Florida, Montreal,
Nashville,
and a bunch of other places. And like, you know, if there was a t-shirt or sweatpants, what would be your size? How much would you be willing to spend? When would you arrive? Whatever. So sent out the survey, it got all filled out, and we ended up choosing
St. Augustine, Florida.
Which was very convenient. And I'm glad we did that one. I mean, it wasn't convenient for me, but it was convenient for Rory.
I mean, convenient for me, but also just in that, like, we could have my car and McKenna could drive the distance and we didn't have to worry about, like, you know, just showing up and having no transportation. So,
yeah. Tori, what made you list St. Augustine as an option in the first place?
Just because I've been there for a couple short trips in the last couple years, and I just knew, like, their downtown is pretty fun and very convenient because you can kind of walk to everything. They have good food, good bars, good energy, like, all year round. So I thought it would be a good option. Plus the beach, you know. So, yeah. Gotta pop my champagne.
Yeah.
Ready?
That's not champagne.
Prosecco. That's it. It didn't really. It's a twist top, but makes me be able to show off my cup that was made for me for the Bachelorette too.
Yeah.
Can't really see, but
hold your hand behind it.
Oh.
Like you're showing off a makeup product.
You put your hand in front of it.
Can't really see it still because my hand is too light. It says, "It's me. Hi, I'm the bride. It's me." In iridescent pink, very Barbie, very Taylor. We love.
So. Well, it was supposed to be like a reddish pink because that's our dresses.
Well, that's even better.
Yeah, that was the whole idea.
Yeah, and like everyone got one with their name on it. And so Tori's keeping them and we'll use them again, what, at the wedding?
Like the morning of, like when we're getting, I mean, you can use them the whole wedding, I guess, if you want. You keep track of them.
Yeah.
I mean, they have.
But definitely
names.
For the morning of, I plan on having a little mimosa bar. So. Yeah. Yep. So tell us, how the planning all kind of worked on your guys' end. Kept from everything was a secret to me.
Not really.
I feel like Serena was more the logistics person. Like she handled the Airbnb and stuff like that. And then Anna handled a lot of the like creative stuff. So she made the stickers with Tori and Kevin's faces on them and the itineraries.
Wait, this isn't the way I wanted to go. I thought we were just gonna give
Well,
the time
I wanted to talk because your audio quality sucks.
Yeah, but your storytelling sucks.
Well, I'm trying to do this quickly so people don't listen to a 2-hour episode.
It's not going to be.
Girl.
It's not what it's going to be. What? Who peed in your Cheerios this morning?
You did.
She wishes.
My pee is not vegan. Oh my god, my pee is not vegan.
No pee is vegan. If honey is not vegan, pee is not vegan.
And I did not consent.
Honey is the wishy-washy.
If dairy is not vegan, honey, then yeah, urine is not. Well, honey is controversial.
I agree that honey should not be included in veganism because the bees are the ones making it as a product of their labor.
Well,
and they're not getting paid.
The whole thing is whether, like, some vegans are like me, where they choose, they'll have honey, but only if they can trust that's from, like, a source that is positive for the bee community.
Like,
because
unionized
we want to
bees.
Support the bees.
I was gonna say, this seems more like a animal and civil rights issue than vegan.
I mean, I don't care if someone's vegan and they eat honey. Like, they're still vegan to me, you know?
If a product is labeled vegan, I would hope that it wouldn't have honey in it. But
I don't think they'll.
I don't steer away from some honey. Most honey, yes. But some, no.
I feel like the honey that's in those little bear things is not from actual bees. I feel like that's manufactured. Is that right?
Like just sugar.
Yeah.
From a lab.
I don't know.
Anyway. Know. So yeah, Anna handled a lot of those creative things, and then I dubbed myself the games guru.
Yeah.
Responsible.
No one asked her to do that.
People were like, there have gotta be games. And I was like, I'm on it. Because I felt
that
like
was
I
perfect.
Didn't really have much responsibility.
You answered my messages.
Games.
I just figured we'd play Jackbox all night, and McKenna was like saying, I'll buy a Jenga, or does someone have a Truth or Dare Jenga? And I was like,
yeah. And you know what? I kept us so busy. We didn't touch Jackbox once in St. Augustine.
Yeah.
I know. I'm so surprised we didn't play it. But we were just like chatting and going in the hot tub and playing games.
We did play Thursday night. And that was the day that everyone kind of like, we all were there by Thursday. We're at Tori's house. We got to see Tori's house for the first time, which was exciting. It was very nice. And then we all were like crammed into her living room playing games. And Kevin was there. And then Kevin just kept being like, I wish I could come.
Yeah.
And we were like, you can.
Like I gave Kevin some like ideas what was happening that weekend. And he's like, you guys are gonna have so much fun.
Well, did he plan his bachelor party, or did someone else?
He said didn't he just book their Airbnb or
they
whatever?
They kind of winged it.
And
then
they were like
he booked their Airbnb with beer. Along with like his best man, and then they just kind of winged it.
Yeah, they were like,
sounds
beer.
Stressful.
The plan is beer.
Beer, and he planned to run. He didn't. He had like a marathon. Anyway, this is not about Kevin. I mean, indirectly, it is. But
is that my sweatshirt, McKenna?
Yes.
Assateague Island. It says ass.
Not showing.
Whenever I'd wear it to school, I'd be like, also not asking Tori if I can take it.
Hey, she left it behind after moving, so
that doesn't mean it's up for grabs.
Yes, it does.
No, I have lived at mom and dad's house, and if any of you took it, I'd be like, oh, whoa.
You still technically live with mom and dad. When Tori no longer lived with mom and dad, and it was still there.
Please, we were taking that out of her room her freshman year of college.
Well, yeah, but then we would put it back.
Like the classic lifeguard tee.
Yeah.
From like when everyone wore lifeguard tees. I mean, sweatshirts.
Yeah.
After they came back from summer vacation.
In Colorado, people would wear that, but it said ski patrol.
No.
So I was like, oh, interesting dynamic here.
Now, remember, like, everyone either came back from summer break with a lifeguard sweatshirt or one of those, like, obnoxiously bright tie-dye sweatshirts. Or, like, the airbrush shirts, which I also had one of. The
We should
airbrush
have made
shirts, like,
those
were
for
worn
the
out, airbrush stuff. Maybe that's just where we lived. It was all from the Jersey Shore.
Yeah, maybe we were just really tacky.
Oh my gosh, yes. Anna, part of Anna's creative stuff was designing the shirt.
Yes, so we
Which
did
I'm
have a
wearing.
shirt, but
Oh, wow. Corgi's version. Because it was mildly Taylor themed, which we love.
mildly, yes.
Chokes
Because
on
it
black
was,
and then red.
yeah.
And the back says Tori's Eras, St. Augustine, Florida. And then the dates. And
Yeah,
it, well,
which,
we have to point out the eras.
well, hold on. Thank goodness we don't have to point out the arrows, but okay.
Well, there's
Watch the video if you want to
Northeastern,
see.
yeah.
Yeah. But there, yeah, there's a Husky for Northeastern, but then also for Arya. So we're getting a 2-for-1 for that. But
That was
anyway, there's
very
a bunch of stuff.
well thought out. I
We
appreciate it.
had, well, I had seen, we knew we wanted a t-shirt. And so I had just been on Pinterest, scrolling, and I kept seeing the it's me, the bride, I'm the bride, it's me, like Taylor Swift one. Because we wanted, well, you wanted a Taylor Swift theme, but only you and I really know Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
So you were like, I don't want to
You
like
couldn't
force it
go
on people
too
who don't get
crazy.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so we, it was mild Taylor theme. But I like saw it really was an invitation to a bachelorette, which was basically what the back of your shirt is. And I like sent that in our group chat with Anna and then sent her like a document of the pictures I wanted to use for your eras. And then she like made that shirt or a mock-up of it so fast. Like it would have taken me hours, and she did it in maybe 30 minutes. And I was like, how did you do this? This is incredible. But it was awesome. And then she kept submitting it to like, custom ink and places like that. And they kept rejecting it because some of our images were copyrighted. Or we just had like a pair of ears, like Mickey Mouse ears with a bow. To be Minnie Mouse, but like you couldn't really tell it's what it was. Or we just had like a bow. Oh, hi, Ryan. And they were like, no, can't do that one. Yeah. And it was like, how can you tell? How can you
Yeah.
tell? But eventually it did go through. That's the one Tori's wearing. Bachelorette Tori's version. I think that's so cute. I sent Anna the like fonts, or she found, I can't remember. Like, oh, you have to use like the exact fonts that she uses.
I know, it's like the Speak Now font.
What? Yeah, I think it is. I was like, the one that just came out.
Yeah.
No,
No, yeah, very well done. And like a good amount of Taylor, because I know like we could have made everything Taylor themed, but like no one would have got it but us. So
Yeah.
yeah, it was
Even
like
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 the
you said, like, or Anna said she had to ask you what an Eras t-shirt meant, or like what an Eras design meant.
Yeah, something like that.
Like I didn't know it was possible to have not been exposed to that all summer long. That's all my feed was.
Mine too, and I'm not even a Swiftie.
It's
Just
just
that
you know,
good.
they hear
They've
you
heard you
talking
talking
about
to us.
it.
Yeah. But, and then that's your cup is supposed to be reference to Taylor's songs. So,
Yes.
songs.
And the only other Taylor related thing was the little photo wall, right? Like she found her lover.
Yeah. And then like in the trivia you had some like you said like what's her favorite Taylor Swift song, like that kind of thing, so.
What is that?
Oh yeah. In the trivia.
The trivia.
In Tori trivia.
Oh. Oh, what was the answer?
All Too Well
All Too Well
10-minute
10-minute
version of
version.
Unbreakable.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, it's so detailed. It must be that. I'm like, just because
All
you
Too
don't
Well 10-minute version, Taylor's
just because you
version.
don't know. I would still stump a Taylor fan, because that's just the song.
It's true.
No,
It's,
but
that's just the title.
Yeah.
It's just a popular song.
Your phone screen blacks out before the title can move across.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how long it is. I hate that when I'm trying to see who's featured.
That's why I put it all there, because I just think it's hilarious.
Yeah. Very funny. But
yeah, the planning squad group chat with us two, Maddie and Anna, was just like all the time. It was going, especially like a week before. It was like,
yeah,
bam, 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 bam. And like, I work on the weekends, so I was like at work and everyone was off because it was Saturday, Sunday, and I was just getting bam, 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 bam. And I was like,
it was very overwhelming.
Like, read it.
Yeah, it was very, very overwhelming, but it was good. It was worth it. But yeah, Anna like pulled together the shirts. They're awesome. Made stickers of Tori and Kevin's faces, and like based off pictures, but then also drew them. Like, it wasn't some like digitizing thing. It was like she drew them. I don't know. Oh, no, I don't have that water bottle. No, I do. Walk around with this at school. It's Tori's face on a water bottle.
Has anyone asked you about it yet?
No, and I can't wait.
Like, oh, who's that?
Well, if someone
My
asks
teacher.
you that, if someone asks you that, I'm gonna be like, that's me.
It's the bride, duh.
It's me. But yes, yeah, so incredible things. We gave everyone goodie bags, and she made hangover recovery kit stickers, which were really cute to go on the bags.
No, I did not expect you guys to have so much thought out, but
really,
we are our mother's daughters.
I mean, I know, but like, I don't know.
I was worried we wouldn't have enough. And like every restaurant that we were looking into going to, we were like, don't take reservation.
Yeah. Like nowhere there does. Yeah.
No. Which is nice.
Wait, so who it's flew with all these cups in there?
I sent that right to your house.
Oh, so Anna put the stickers on like on Thursday or something?
Yeah, when you and Maddie went to Costco, Anna
That's
and I put
work,
together
though.
The goodie bags and the cups.
That's a lot. Impressed.
She said she printed out two versions of every vinyl for the cup in case she messed up.
Yeah.
And do you still have your tinsel in your hair?
So, yeah. I took one thing out that was getting really tangled, but this one's okay. So I just left it.
I purposefully took mine out, but they did. They were in there.
So, yeah. We did, like, hair tinsel one day, which was a learning curve. But it was fun, and mine's still in. Yeah, Serena's, I got in, like, really well. Real well.
Oh, yeah, I know.
It looks so cute, Serena. You
it
really
was,
need to get blue streaks like that.
I don't know about that. We'll
Little
see.
Clip-in
we'll
ones, see. So you can just put them in, like, when you go out.
No! What if my hair gets yanked and that's, like, gone?
Well, then it's gone.
At least it wasn't your real hair.
Anyway,
I love it. I feel like the
big
tinsel is like such a throwback to when like hair feathers and stuff were a thing, which was totally one of my eras.
Oh my gosh, a hair feather. That would have been so funny. Oh, you think feathers are probably going to come back soon then, huh?
I think they are back. I've seen them. Like,
they're not mainstream though.
I feel like on like Facebook ads for like Shein and stuff that pop up, I see them. So they're like back.
Like feathers and those dumb beanie hats that like are just for style, not warm.
The like oversized beanies.
It's like the beret, but it's like back here.
Like the droopy beanie, yeah.
Yeah. I was very
I
into
definitely
that.
Did that.
Yeah. I wore that around Australia.
Okay, well, so Maddie, Anna, and I all came in Wednesday night. So on Thursday, we kind of, like, organized some stuff. And Tori and Maddie went to Costco to do like alcohol and some food and everything. And then we went to, what was like the little food truck area called in Orlando, Tori?
A la carte.
A la carte. Okay. And so that's where a lot of us, like, that's where we kind of, everyone kind of gathered for the first time. After some people were picked up from the airport and whatever. So we had quite some fun times there. Good food, very good food. And then went back to Tori's, just chilled, played Jackbox, stuff like that. And the next morning was go time.
I had to do homework. And they learned what my major was.
We just hung out Thursday night and Wednesday morning a bit until we had to leave.
Friday, you mean Friday morning?
I mean Friday morning.
Yeah, and then yeah. Serena and I left a little earlier because we got Kroger delivery to the house in St. Augustine too for some like smaller things that Costco didn't have. But yeah, and then while we were there, we decorated while Tori and the others left a little later and went to Kookaburra Coffee and then Marina Munch, for which is another food truck place in St. Augustine, for lunch. And then they came back and the house is all decorated and ready for them. So everyone did a little house tour, which I'm sure you'll see more of in whatever kind of video we put together for this.
And then I really liked our Friday, like, afternoon, evening, where we just kind of, like, hung out at the pool, and then Serena and Maddie got, went out and got some local fresh seafood that we grilled that night, and just had a nice night in, just, like, chatting, playing games, hanging out around the pool and in the hot tub.
That night was the trio of teen games. Everyone separated into two teams of three, so Tori and I weren't on teams. And the first game was Would She Rather? And then we did Tori Trivia, which Tori, when we were, everyone was having chill time earlier, Tori came up to help me add some of questions Maddie suggested to Tori Trivia and like come up with answers that might trick people. So like, especially for the Taylor Swift one we mentioned earlier, when she put in like the All Too Well title, I was like, you have to make at least one other of these somewhat complicated.
Only so it's one not just one was Taylor's version.
Yeah.
Had a Taylor's version.
So yeah. Tori was like, let's do more. But everyone was like coming back to like do stuff. So, but yeah, Tori Trivia was very fun. And my mom sent me some pictures. So I snuck those in after Tori like left me alone with my computer. So that was really cute. Like one of her like eating a donut and she was chocolate frosting, has like a mustache.
I think we have to play Tori Trivia like at Christmas with the family.
Yeah.
Literally, what? That is like one of the things. Like, I did a Kahoot. McKenna did, like, a PowerPoint.
Yeah, yeah. So well, really trivia.
No. That's, well.
We just couldn't play.
Yeah.
I mean, you might forget some things by then.
No. I remember no, I the made stupid it. Ed Sheeran one.
Don't tell the family the answers.
They're not going to remember. Are you kidding?
And then the third game was Flip Cup. So like the house had like a little second house, guest house kind of thing. So we went over there for Flip Cup because they had good counter space. And then we kind of just stayed there the rest of the night, mm-hmm. talking and everything.
Well, it's kind of nice having the two houses. So if people wanted to go to bed, they could go to a quiet house.
Yeah. And I feel like we separated good because McKenna and I shared
people
a room.
People that wanted
and then
to stay up and the people that
people, yeah. That was like the perfect separation where we had it like, okay, the quiet house, like we go to sleep early. Exactly. I could not believe how late all of you and your friends can stay up. And
neither
how
did
early
I.
How
I
early
did not
you can
stay
wake
up,
up
anymore. Like I did a little bit of training, like leading up to this to try to at least be able to stay up till like midnight because I've been going to bed like 10:30. And like yeah, like and then here I was both nights up until like 4 a.m. And I was like, what is going on? I'm not even tired.
I was surprised I stayed up till 1 a.m. that first night.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, I cannot believe these basically 30-year-olds are up.
We couldn't
and,
either.
Like, doing it two
We're
nights
just
in a
used
row.
To having to just being tired all the time. So.
I was like, oh my gosh, I need to step up my game. I'm 6 years younger and I'm
mean,
not able to
no,
keep
it's
up.
we were running on FOMO. We were purely running on FOMO. Like,
Yes.
we wanted to soak up every minute hanging out together. We didn't want to miss a thing. We all know we have really bad FOMO. So
That
that was
makes
what
so
made us
much
go.
sense
No one
now.
wanted to go to bed because no one wanted to be the one that went to bed of the
Oh,
last.
I went to bed.
I mean, like of the like four that were in
Yeah.
the up all night house. I mean, everyone
The
stayed
sex
up later than
cottage.
expected, I think, especially the second night.
Yeah.
Like everyone troop was a trooper through like Jenga and stuff.
Yeah, and we played like Most Likely 2 in the hot tub Friday night and stuff. And then
No,
I
but
don't know
like
what you guys were like talking in the pool when I met.
literally on Saturday night or like Sunday morning, right? We went into the hot tub at like 4:20 a.m.
What?
I was there singing Disney songs
Are you serious?
quietly. We were trying to harmonize.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, we were out there for a while, and then I was just like, I'm getting bit up, so let's go inside.
Yeah, the mosquitoes were the only
Yeah. I
poo-poo.
know the bug spray did. I mean, I feel like it helped on Friday night. Should have brought a candle, citronella candles.
But we also had, while Tori and McKenna were making the Tori trivia games, Maddie and a bunch of other people were in the sex cottage and were making that's what they kept calling it. I did not name it
That
that.
was the nickname for the guest house.
Because the guest house was just like one room, three beds in it. Like, it's just like weird.
No sex was had on this trip.
That we know
Well, now we
of.
know. It's not our business. Something Tori had come up with for her friend Megan's wedding was an isms board. Which basically is just a bunch of, I don't know, things Tori does, things she says, quirks, whatever, were written on this board that like we all know and we all assumed that she would do at some point during this weekend. We like put them on this poster, we cover them up in sticky notes, and then we would reveal them whenever Tori did them.
Yeah, and then it was kind of like a little drinking game. It didn't have to be like drinking, but just like calling it out then every time we did it, basically, whatever the things were.
Some things on there were her talking about the pelvic floor, extra sips if she talked about birth.
Then Maddie got me into a whole conversation about birth in the pool at like 2 a.m.
then there was like, if she goes, well, or she says, drunchies, like drunk munchies. What were some other things, Serena?
Another one. Oh, if she used an Australian accent.
Or any accent.
Or what
I
else
didn't
can
realize I
you think
speak
she can do more?
accents so much.
Well, I think she can try to do more.
Well, she can all well, you we just like go, oh no. So we were just waiting for you to
Yeah.
do that. Or say clearer, because we were by the pool, you know.
And wait, Cleo was another sip, right?
I think
Like an
so.
extra
Yeah.
sip.
If you said clear
This is not fair because this
and
is like stuff that's not just me. It's all of that whole group does
but
that.
we were waiting for you to do it. Like we
Yeah.
weren't, if we instigated it, it didn't count. So we were like trying to be good.
Like if someone
And
else said
oh
Cleor, and then I was like, Cleor.
yeah, then that wouldn't
Yeah.
oh, asking for more drink and that and like that drink that specific voice you do.
Like high-pitched voice. Can I have some more? Maddie, can you give me
Yeah.
another
So we were
And
waiting for that.
rolling my eyes was another one.
Yeah.
Oh, and McKenna made Mad
Yeah.
Libs that were wedding themed. that she had each car fill out, like, when we were driving to Sangamon, which I thought was, like, a fun touch, giving everyone an activity for the car. And then they were really funny.
They were really funny. They were really good. I thought Mad Libs was the first word that comes to your head, that's what goes in the blank.
I mean, technically. I don't know. But maybe that's just how we played.
That's how I played, but I was like, oh.
And then on Saturday, we had some games, too. McKenna did the porn or polish. So, like, saying a phrase, and you have to guess whether it's a nail polish color name or a name of a porn movie.
Which I got, I think, all of them wrong. Like, there's no way.
One. You got one. It was, like, the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got, I, there is no way. Like, the... Nice to meet you, but spelled like M-E-A-T, was a nail polish. Like, that is not...
These were definitely found with confirmation bias.
Yeah. Hey, I just found an online thing.
Yeah.
But that person, maybe.
Maybe it was like a bacon or barbecue themed palette.
Oh my gosh, maybe it's like one of the, that nail polish that tastes like food.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, maybe that's what it was.
Ew. Who would flavor nail polish?
Weird.
There are flavored. What was the other game Saturday? Oh, the nip hunt.
Oh, yeah.
Hiding little nips of alcohol.
Nice to meet you. That's the color. It's like a red. It's just like a classic red.
It's like a chicken nugget on top.
Yeah, or it looks like a sandwich on top. Oh. Here's your newest picnic buddy that can't wait to meet you. This polish is perfect for adding some deliciousness to your manicure.
Screenshot that and send it. Screenshot it and send it to the group chat.
Oh, guys, it's vegan.
No, it's not. What?
We were worried. We were worried.
Anyway, it was hard, but it was basically whatever you think it is, it's the opposite.
Yeah, literally. It was hard. It was.
Yeah. I was like, there's no freaking way.
Like, it made everyone laugh, so.
Yeah. We could do it in the pool, so it was like.
Yeah. Yeah, it was
pretty cool. Pool game.
Yeah, that was good. And then we went out on Saturday night. We went to the beach, too, Saturday. After New
Year's. Oh, yeah.
And then, yeah, we went out Saturday night, and Serena had booked us a ghostly pub crawl around St. Augustine, so that was fun, and I think it was really good for our group, because our group is terrible with making decisions, so it made the decisions of where to go drink for us, and then we tacked a few of our own onto the end, which were fun as well. And yeah.
Yeah, like the rubber duck place.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was like wine cocktails.
When we went to get burritos, like a few of us stepped into Prohibition Kitchen because they had some good music going. And then went to Odd Birds as well.
Oh my gosh. A1A Burrito Works was fantastic. I was not drunk either. So it wasn't like anything salty is fantastic.
It was just good.
Yeah, and it had a long line, too.
Oh, my God.
It did have a...
That line was insane. They always have a long line, like, even the other location, which is the one I usually go to. But, like, that was really, like, taking a long time.
I mean, they were open late. Like, it's...
Yeah.
It was pretty late at that point.
And they're pretty popular.
Then we, after, like, going to a bunch of different bars and everything, we went back to the main house. No, we went to the sex club. And we played McKenna's handmade Jenga, which was fun.
I didn't make the blocks. I just...
I thought you did.
I put words on them.
Oh, well, yeah. I didn't realize it. McKenna,
she got all the cards.
Yeah.
In my little condo.
Which, in my head, doesn't sound that hard.
Yeah, but making them all even and fit perfectly into a Jenga tower...
Yeah, that's true.
You have to sand them off, make sure they're level.
Yeah.
You don't have to sand them. That's just like a comfort thing.
Make it difficult, more difficult. Actually, I have played like giant Jenga where like at bars and you just cut like 2x4s and they're like all like
and then it's impossible
and broken and yucky because they've been in the rain and shit and like
and then it's impossible because they're not like smooth.
You pull out like 3 and it falls over.
But that was really fun. We played that for like 3 hours. Serena fell asleep partway, or she did what we in our family called blinking, which is closing your eyes for long periods of time and not actually falling asleep.
I did blink for a while and I was like, no, I'm awake. Like y'all would say something every once in a while and I'd be like, heard. Comment.
We were like kind of playing Jenga, but kind of just fooling around too at that point.
Yeah. And I think I went to bed at like 3 and I was like, how did this happen?
And Maddie kept making people drinks. Like, but I hated everything.
Mixing random shit together. And it's really just all alcohol.
But I hated everything. And like, eventually he just started bringing me shot glasses full of juice. I was like, oh, thanks. But I think because I had so many sips of everyone's drinks that night, like I just had a little sip of everyone's from every place. I think I did get a little tipsy. Like, I was like, why do I have a headache?
But also probably just like dehydrated.
Yeah, that's true. It's so, like, it worked faster.
And like you didn't have carbs, so you just really had clams.
When did I eat clam? Oh, I did eat clam. Oh my gosh, Maddie texted me earlier.
All you ate except breakfast, pretty much.
Like, no, there was bread with
and it. There was bread with her clams, and she had like the poutine, the fancy poutine or whatever.
Maddie texted me because he paid for that dinner, so then I like owed him and anything, and he was like, it was $25 for the clams, and I was like, maybe that's a typo. I didn't eat clams.
I mean, it's probably with tax and tip and everything.
No. I mean, I was like, when did I eat clams? Oh. Clams. Is this a typo? I was like, what is this? And I was like, okay.
No, you ordered clams.
Sure.
I was like, oh, I did eat clams.
Yeah, the seafood was good. That fish was so good. Like,
mahi-mahi.
Yeah. And all the veggies grow up nice.
Yeah, Maddie and I went to go get the seafood and we were like, in the car, and I was like, maybe we should look up a place or something. And the nearest thing was called like Kyle's Seafood, and we were like, do we trust a Kyle? And then we went, and there happened to be like a bakery next to it that made key lime pie cheesecake, and it had just been one of Tori's friend's birthdays. And so Maddie texted her and was, do you like key lime pie? She said, that's actually one of my favorite pies. So then we got key lime pie cheesecake. Slightly for her birthday, but also for us.
On Sunday, we got brunch after we all cleaned the whole place. And it took like 2 hours for us to clean that place up.
Well, at one point, y'all were just sitting down watching Gilmore Girls. And I was like,
I was told not to clean. Everyone kept being like, Tori, stop cleaning.
Oh, well, I'm fine with you cleaning. And I was like, the kitchen is still full. Yes.
I was leaving the kitchen for the last, like, until we had, like, 45 minutes left.
Well, it was time.
It was.
It took the whole time anyway.
Yeah. The brunch place, I didn't love it.
I know. I was a little, like, I was excited about it. And then I was like,
first of all, it was so expensive.
Yeah, and I mean,
when you think about the sandwiches,
overall, it wasn't. But at the same time, like $15, for a bagel sandwich, and like they were good, but they weren't like super high quality.
Yeah,
like they weren't even really toasty. Like the potato, like $12 to add potatoes.
Yeah, it was insane. I mean, it was a lot of potatoes, but it was like no potatoes.
Maddie got two sides of potatoes.
So then it was $24 for all those potatoes?
Yeah. I think they can charge that much because they're so popular.
Yeah.
That's like, you know, the, what is it? And demand.
Forest tax.
And that supply and demand. And then it's also like the kitschy idea of French charcuterie.
Yeah. No, it's for sure the novelty of it. But like,
I mean, my bagel
kind of ridiculous.
Was a little pricey for a bagel, but it wasn't ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah. I personally would not recommend.
Yeah, no.
Well, should you tell them the place so that they don't go?
Oh yeah. It was ancient city. It
tasted fine, but like we could have paid the same and like each gotten our own plate of something better. You know, like
yeah. Yeah. But it was we tried it. We wanted to try it because it looked cool.
I mean, if there's a time to splurge, that's one of the times you splurge.
Yeah.
And then we went to Kookaburra. Which,
yeah.
Instead, of the first place we went on the pub tour the night before was right by a Kookaburra coffee. So Tori's like, Serena, go get me coffee instead.
I needed it. Oh my god, it helped.
So yeah.
It made me perk up so much.
Yeah.
And then I was up willing. Until 4 a.m. 5 a.m.
Yeah, it was good. It was worth it.
Yeah, it was worth it.
And I was like, okay, I'll go get coffee for me too.
I bet Anna forgot that too, that she had coffee at like 8 p.m.
And she had an espresso martini at like 11 or 12 p.m.
Yeah.
Or midnight.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
my God.
She had so much energy when we were singing Disney songs in the hot tub at 8 a.m. Anna was like, oh.
Well, I didn't hear you guys, so it wasn't that loud.
Yeah.
Good.
Although, I don't know if that's saying.
We were, like, worried about the neighbors, but I was like, meh.
Yeah.
It's one night. We'll be gone in the morning.
I just wish it was, like, a day or two longer, and it would have been
perfect. I know.
Because it felt like we just got.
Yeah. I know. It would have been good, but.
We'll have more time with everyone in February.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, one of the nights at the pool, we were all saying, like, how we should, like, in the future, like, kind of establish, like, a yearly, like, joint vacation. Like, you know, like, rent a big house, like, at a beach somewhere or where. Not necessarily even a beach, just somewhere. And, like, all, like, hang out every year. And, like, kind of establish it for our families as, like, oh, yeah, we go to blah, blah, blah every summer, you know.
Yeah. Well, I think I was talking to Maddie. I was talking with Maddie about this. And he was saying, like, don't quote me on this, but it was something like, oh, like, we could all just chip in on a beach house someday and, like, the beach house that we all go to. And I was like, that'd be so fun for you guys.
Yeah. And I know Megan was saying this, and I would second it. You have two, like, spend at least 3 nights there. And maybe 2 nights out, but the in-between night has to be, like, go to bed early.
Yeah.
Rest.
Yeah.
Recover.
I know. We could have had one night, like, earlier sleeping, but.
I mean, that was kind of Thursday.
Yeah. We didn't do
kind of. Night. It was still pretty late.
Yeah. It was late still, for like, me, midnight, for sure.
Probably. And Wednesday it was, like. I picked Maddie and Anna up at midnight.
Yeah. I was in bed before they got home.
Oh my gosh. I hope you slept in.
We didn't sleep too, or we didn't talk too much. But yeah. All fun. It was all good. And then, yeah, Sunday we did brunch. We hung around town for a little minute. And then we drove back to Orlando. We dropped off Serena at the airport. And we went and got Starbucks.
Oh, you did?
And then Maddie and Anna's flight got delayed.
Aww.
Oh, really?
But we still had to take them to airport because Jordan had a flight. So
they still got home before me.
Yeah.
With a delayed flight?
We were gonna go to dinner, but all of us were like, we're not even hungry.
Yeah.
And I drove straight home. I was like, Tori, if you really need me, I'll help drive people to the airport. But that will add like 3 hours to my drive time.
It's okay. We smushed in my car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was I did quite fall asleep. But we made it work.
Overall, all good. Everything good and great and amazing.
And that house was so fun.
Yeah.
Because it was like a block from the beach, basically.
Mm-hmm. And we had like
it
a
was
bunch
so
of decorations from our mom, like especially what she like got for Tori's bridal shower. And then Serena also got a ring floaty for the pool. And then there's also another like kind of beach ball kind of thing already there that was like he put a ring on it or whatever, something
You're
else
like, oh, it's from
bachelorette related.
Sun, sand, and a ring on my hand.
We're like, oh, the last bachelorette party.
Oh, we went to the beach on Saturday.
We said that.
We said that.
The waves were crazy.
The waves were so good. I forgot that's what the ocean was like.
I still have a scab on my knee from falling in, like, because it was just like a bunch of shells where the sand was kind of at the shoreline. So I still have
shelly.
Have like a scabbed up knee.
But Megan found a shark tooth.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And you misplaced it, didn't you?
What? No.
Oh, you have it?
Oh.
Yeah.
Serena, our hammerhead dropped a few teeth the other day, so I got one for you.
That's so nice of you. What's his name?
You got a shark tooth.
His name is Male 5. The shark team doesn't really name their sharks.
Onion powder.
Onion powder. It's okay. I've had this forever, and I think I just forgot its name, but so it doesn't have one.
Tammy.
Male 6.
No. Male 6.
Male 6.
Male 1.
He's my number one.
Well, it's probably a female. I don't see any claspers on the bottom of that.
I don't see anything on the bottom.
Ew, claspers?
Yeah.
That sounds nasty, girl.
They're different species.
But yeah. I think that's
super
our recap.
Fun. Very nice weekend.
We had fun.
I wish we had more time to walk around. I wish we had more time to hang out in downtown.
Yeah.
So that's why we needed the extra day.
I mean, it's a lot of like touristy like stuff, souvenir shops, but like it's cool.
Yeah. And lots of random museums.
Yeah.
Like a pirate museum.
Medieval torture museum.
Love. And it was like medieval torture museum and gift shop.
We could have gone to the Fountain of Youth.
Yeah, I don't know how that works.
It's like $25 to go in and look at this water.
I'm surprised there weren't any, like, I didn't see any Fountain of Youth related cocktails. I'm sure there were some out there, but I didn't see any.
I don't remember. Yeah.
Like made with water from the Fountain of Youth. That's why we overcharge you.
Yeah. But yes, it was a great time. Very fun. Good group. Tori is a good group of friends.
Yeah.
I know. That's why I was like, anywhere we go, we're going to have fun just because of this group of people. So I was glad when it narrowed down to like St. Augustine and Nashville, which I was very surprised St. Augustine was like, everyone
I thought
was
it was
picking it.
St. Augustine and St. Petersburg.
I think St. Pete was also one, but it was Nashville and St. Augustine were like tied. And St. Pete was like one behind or something.
And we were like, oh, like if we did St. Augustine, we could have a chill beach day.
Yeah.
Whereas you can't really have that in Nashville. So like you'd have to like do an activity.
Yeah.
Oh, Serena, I kept listening to like the Sounds Like a Cult podcast. And wait, no, wasn't it in the Bachelorette one where they call like the bars where you like bike pedal? The Peloton of the South.
Yeah.
I'm like, you clearly don't like know the South. I mean, they're from like Virginia, but like, you don't, I wouldn't say that. It's really just Savannah and Nashville.
Yeah. I thought that was really good. Other places do it too.
Yeah.
No, but I was like, that's so
funny. A boat version of the pedal bar. And it was like $400. And it was just to use the boat for an hour. Like it didn't include alcohol or anything.
Oh,
I know. I was like, what?
That's insane.
Like, I'm like, at least put some beers on the boat. Like, what?
Yeah, what? Or some soda.
Yeah, but
or
then it's like
oh,
probably a
water.
licensing thing. But like, you're charging $400 an hour.
Yeah, that's insane.
Yeah. So I was like, I don't need the pedal bar. Same, I mean, all the pedal bars, they don't come with the alcohol.
Yeah.
They're just like your transportation from bar to bar. It's like.
Mm-hmm. Which is so stupid.
Yeah.
Why?
If it came with drinks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Also, isn't that drinking and driving? Like,
you're not,
I still don't
not
see
driving. There's a guy on it or a person
there is
on
usually
it.
Like another person. Like, you're pedaling, but they're steering.
Oh, okay. But they're not wearing helmets.
And you don't
Isn't
have
that
to
bad?
pedal. I don't think you have to pedal.
I mean, you don't have to wear a helmet either unless it's illegal in your state. Like, in my state, it's not. You can ride your bike without a helmet. Fine.
Is it?
But, like, still.
Do you have to wear it in some states?
Maybe. I don't know.
Mm.
They can make laws like that for sure.
For
like here it's here you have to have lights on your bike at night.
Okay, are we done? Can we close out the episode?
Yeah.
Anything else anyone wanted to say?
We had a great time. Highly recommend.
Don't say it like that.
Tori Walter.
Oh, sorry. When?
I what?
It was when you were blinking, Serena.
Oh,
I was.
Or maybe you had actually gone to
oh,
bed at
Walter?
That point.
Yeah, I did. I mean, yeah. I did my version. I don't think it's really Wild Turkey, but.
You just did a handstand.
I'm really, really super appreciative of all the work all of you guys, like you guys and Anna and Maddie and everyone put in, and that everyone just made the effort to come and hang out with me for a little extended weekend trip. It was really fun. And yeah, I hope it's not the last time we ever do something. I mean, it won't be, but like, I hope we can all hang out more. Cause I mean,
well, your wedding.
We have the wedding. The wedding.
Yeah.
Freaking lit. I'm worried though, because I honestly could just like hang out with that group, like all you guys for the wedding. And I just know there's going to be all these random people coming up to me. And I'm going to be like, no, go away.
Tori.
I'm with my friends.
We like give
you
them a look like
to the cocktail welcome thing and said hi then.
Yeah.
But like, there's no way I'm sleeping that night. There's no way.
It's a shame there's no Cocoa Bar coffee near there. You, it's like 11 p.m. on your wedding, and you're like, Serena, go get me a coffee.
Yeah, literally.
Or I just like, I wake up at 4 a.m., drive to St. Augustine, and then back to Ocala. Bring her kookaburra.
Must for the car.
No, that's quite
a good time.
Don't do that.
No, I'll just drive into Ocala at like 7 a.m.
We'll DoorDash. We'll DoorDash.
There's a Starbucks close to the venue. That will be fun.
Yeah.
It's not,
what's
or,
your Starbucks
I mean,
order?
There's probably some little cute cafes in the downtown Ocala.
Serena, don't
what's
you remember
star-
from trivia?
Oh, that's...
Really, I do the thing your hacks, where we can get the Americano, add toffee syrup, add a splash of oat milk, and I add cold foam.
Yeah.
And it's great. But if I just want to be simple and I don't feel like ordering all that stuff, like if I walk up and don't do it through the app, then I'll just be like, iced oat latte with one pump of toffee. Usually, unless I really want something else. Like sometimes I get a cold brew. Like, just it varies a lot, so I was like, I don't really have one order, but like this is my standard.
This is a go-to, yeah.
Latte.
Yeah.
I get that. But yeah, I order something different at every coffee place.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, bye,
thank you guys, for listening and tuning in, hearing all about my bachelorette.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to try, I think, to have more frequent episodes. I know we've been MIA like over the summer and into the fall. I think we've done like one episode.
Well, two.
There's
another one going up on Monday. That's my Guatemala recap.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thanks.
recap after recap after recap.
So hopefully we'll have more to talk about. We've only done like recaps for you. but yeah, thank you for tuning in though. Hopefully we talk to you again before it's our wedding recap.
Well, we'll always do our year
we'll do
favorites.
our year recap, our favorite things.
Well, there's another recap.
Exactly.
Oh, no.
Oh, Serena, imagine if the Eras Tour concert movie had come out a week before. We could have gone.
We could have gone.
That could have been one of our activities.
That literally could have.
Could drag so everyone there. Made everyone hype. We could have pre-gamed it.
Yeah. Forget the ghost tour.
I know, literally. No, we could have just done like midday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 3 p.m.
That could have been Friday. Friday, drive up, get lunch, Taylor Swift, and then go. But alas. No, no.
All right.
But okay. Have a good night, everyone. Thanks Bye. For tuning in. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this week's Long Distance Sisters. Be sure to subscribe for more episodes and leave a good review.
And check out the video version on our YouTube channel.
You can find all of our other social media information in the description.
Talk to you later.
Bye.